It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Hour number two, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 1063, the game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Friday morning. DeAndre Hopkins visiting with the Tennessee Titans coming up this weekend. We're going to get a lot into that this hour. Looking forward to that. We had a great conversation with Charles Robinson from Yahoo Sports on the show, and he had a lot of really good information on DeAndre Hopkins, what he could be looking for with his contract, what the market could look like, and more. Here was that conversation yesterday with Charles Robinson from Yahoo Sports.
I bet I know what you guys want to talk about today.
I bet you might have an idea.
I wish you would have saved last week's questions for this week.
I know, right?
We could just re-rack it.
Yeah, just let's just redo the whole thing. So, Charles, in all seriousness, we talked about Hopkins last week. The player, what does he have left in the tank? What's kind of the feeling on Hopkins and the fit and all those things? But what do you make specifically of the idea of him with the Tennessee Titans and what that fit could look like?
It tells me that if this happens, this is not the rebuild. I don't want to say rebuild. It's more of a kind of micro rebuild. It's maybe a push, it's a piece. You don't add DeAndre Hopkins at this stage, again, being 31 years old. We're talking about a guy who I think probably has a limited window here of, 1-2 years left, where he can really contribute to a contending team, which is what he wants. And I can clue you in a little bit in terms of like contract, what he's looking for. I had a chance to talk to a couple other teams that have dabbled in, speaking to him and prior to him securing an agent, talking to some of the other, I guess, individuals in his camp. And look, if he is this whole sort of list that he wants in terms of, hey, I want an established quarterback who can play, don't want to be part of going into a situation where it's either a subpar player, a quarterback controversy. I want to go in somewhere where I can help an above average to, upper echelon veteran on a team that wants to contend, and I want money. And can the Titans provide all those things? Well, look, Tannehill's. He's experienced, he's established, he's played well in the past. Adding Hopkins would obviously be an element of extending Tannehill's window a little bit. I think it would help the Titans in terms of potentially contending. Again, it's a quality piece. If he can stay healthy and on the field and contribute to the locker room, help Treylon Burks, which I would assume is a component of this, and as Mike Vrabel said, wants to be there. And if the Titans can pay him, he's going to ultimately be looking at what I was told from two teams that had some interest in him and now appear to be reclining a little bit, just sort of waiting to see how things develop. The starting point is the Odell Beckham Jr. deal with the Baltimore Ravens. One team in particular told me, we think he's probably a year-to-year player. That's why we don't think we're going to be able to sign him. And it's going to be a situation where it's starting around that $15 million mark. What kind of incentives can you possibly, include in a deal that could help him reach $18, $20 million, which was something that Odell Beckham Jr. was looking for. Can the Titans offer that? Yeah. I mean, they've have to do some shuffling with the cap, but at least in the 2023 window, the availability is there. So it does make some sense to me. I will tell you the reticence of other teams, if Titans fans are interested in that, there is, I get some of the Odell Beckham Jr. vibes. The you're bringing on a receiver that is later in years that is going to have expectations of being, if not one, the one A. So there's some ego involved in there, and you do want someone coming in who somebody on the staff has to be A, familiar with him, and B, he really has to want to play for that franchise, for a certain coach. Vrabel, obviously having those ties going back to the Houston Texans, that makes a pretty big difference. So he's not a fit everywhere, I will put it that way. But I would say that the Titans do have elements that other teams have brought up as, you know, making your particular franchise a good landing spot.
Okay, I was thinking like 7-8 with incentives that get it, that can get it into like 12, 14. Am I crazy? What am I missing here?
That is exactly what other teams are thinking. I'm telling you, this is to me, and I don't know how this will end because it's in the same area for other teams right now. I can't speak to the Titans, but I can tell you when Odell Beckham Jr. shows up at the owners' meetings in March, and he's talking to teams, he's trying to shop himself. The teams that were interested in him at the time that were not the Baltimore Ravens were thinking same thing. $8 million, let's figure out a way to get some reachable incentives that maybe get it to $15 million, you know, double the contract size. Odell was not interested in that, and that's why his market was so slow. Now, I hear from the NFL Network, DeAndre Hopkins' market is heating up. Is it? Like, the weird thing is, when you watch the NFL Network and you watch some of these individuals talk about the market, quote-unquote, heating up, name the teams. Tell me which teams are lining him up right now. Because I can tell you right now, the reason why this visit is happening with the Titans is because no one else is in overdrive trying to have him visit. Deshaun Watson wants him in Cleveland. They're not sprinting out there trying to bring him in. The Buffalo Bills could use him in Buffalo. He's expressed a desire to play with Josh Allen. They're not in overdrive trying to schedule him for a visit. The Houston Texans have, you know, had the idea of potentially bringing him back. There's been some faint interest from the New England Patriots. Nobody is running out there trying to get him in. So when I hear these reports, I don't know who these other guys are talking to, but I'm talking to individuals in these franchises, executives who are like, yeah, we're interested. Let's wait and see what happens. It's, you know, so his market right now, to me, is Tennessee. Who are the Titans bidding against? Well, the Jets didn't think they were bidding against really anybody of consequence when it came to Odell. And then what happened? Lamar Jackson wanted him in Baltimore, and that's ultimately how Odell Beckham Jr. secured a $15 million one-year contract with $3 million in incentives. He wasn't going to get anywhere else. I think we're in a similar situation with Hopkins. If the Titans are in overdrive and just have to have him, maybe he gets that contract. But I don't know who else out there fitting his needs in terms of wanting to play with an established quarterback, wanting to play for a franchise that's got a chance to contend, excuse me, or at least be a playoff franchise. I don't know who else out there is going to give him that kind of a deal.
So when we hear about a visit, that sounds like maybe trying to manufacture a market.
I don't know if it's trying to I want to be careful here because I do think the interest is mutual. I don't know that it's this hot and heavy, this is the first date that both sides have been, you know, sprinting out there, you know, looking for. I think that Hopkins, and I'm telling you, that's my feel right now, June 8th, he's not in a hurry to sign a deal. I don't know that he comes out for a visit and then it's a, hey, don't let him leave the building kind of a situation. I have not heard, at least from the other suitors, that they think that the Titans are trying to get him in to lock him up, you know, right away. I think it's sort of the first step. Let's wait and see how things develop. And so, you know, for Titans fans, I would expect this is something that, you know, he could visit, wait and see what else out in the market develops. But I just don't know that any other teams are really going to step up. So you could see this drag on to, you know, into July as, you know, he's trying to figure out what's on the table for me. What am I willing to, you know, acquiesce to when it comes to the contract and what's really on the table for me. But right now, I just don't think it's any team is really pushing this other than Titans. I don't even know the Titans are really pushing this. I think it's a laid back kind of let's check in, visit, let's see how he feels about the franchise, let's see how people feel about his personality that aren't Mike Vrabel, and, you know, just sort of see where his head's at, and then we can, you know, talk contract later. I don't know if they're even necessarily really talking contract now.
So that was some really good insight and really good information from Charles Robinson from Yahoo Sports on DeAndre Hopkins and his visit to the Tennessee Titans. There is now some other breaking news on DeAndre Hopkins as well, and we'll get into all that coming up next. 615-737-1025, our phone number, 615-737-1025. We'll have more on the DeAndre Hopkins situation coming up next. Make sure you tune in for Nashville Sounds Baseball tonight at 6:05 on 94.9 The Fan. Sounds taking on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, the AAA affiliate of the Miami Marlins. Sounds Baseball on 94.9 The Fan, presented by 312 Pizza Company, Farm Bureau Health Plans, and Family Leisure. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, presented by TJ Anderson Homes of Benchmark Realty, where their advanced pay-by-TJ option can save you thousands when selling your home. We are streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. Our video streaming brought to you by Superbook, live from our 102.5 The Game studio, brought to you by Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. So some great information there, Joe, from Charles Robinson on our show discussing DeAndre Hopkins, what he could be looking for with his contract, and the pursuit of Hopkins by the Tennessee Titans. And you can now add at least one team to that list. Ian Rappaport putting it out there a few minutes ago that DeAndre Hopkins is set to visit with the New England Patriots next week as well. So the Titans visit happening this weekend on Sunday, and next week DeAndre Hopkins scheduled to visit the New England Patriots as well. So what's your reaction to that on the Hopkins front?
Well, I want to read the Rappaport tweet. Former, DeAndre Hopkins set to visit Patriots next week. Sources say this after his Titans visit. As Hopkins' free agent market heats up, wrote the agent for me as I wrote this tweet that the agent wrote for me. New England could add a top pass catcher for Mac Jones. Look. The market did just double. The visit list did just double. So while, Charles had really tremendous insight there yesterday on sort of a lot of GMs around the league, like, just sort of see how this plays out. He does have the two visits now. So we'll see what that leads to. I think we already kind of had the answer, but this helps confirm the answer. Remember the sort of, what does this visit mean? At what stage are they? Is this the initial, or is this later in the process? Obviously, it's early if he's got this visit to the Patriots, too. So it's also interesting that the two teams he's visiting, I would not say have, top five NFL quarterbacks or are popularly considered Super Bowl contenders.
No, I wouldn't say that either. They both need wide receivers. There's no doubt about that. The Titans and the Patriots. You know what the most fascinating part of this Patriots thing is for me? Who's the offensive coordinator in New England right now?
Oh yeah, baby.
It's Bill O'Brien.
B-O-B.
Obviously, there is a connection between DeAndre Hopkins and Bill O'Brien. And look, DeAndre Hopkins played a lot of elite football when Bill O'Brien was the head coach in Houston. Now, Bill O'Brien was also the one who sent DeAndre Hopkins to Arizona. So that part of it is just really interesting to me.
It is. So maybe, Bill O'Brien got absolutely dunked on in Houston. Like, few people have been dunked on in the city for that one. Well, who was the running back they got back? I mean, I can't even remember.
David Johnson.
Yeah. My goodness. Yeah. But hey, maybe even after that, they were still cool. And it's business. It's not personal. Let's take it to the Byard situation. It's business. It's not personal.
So, as you said, the market, at least for visits, has doubled with the Patriots now entering the fray. Now, Charles said on the show yesterday that the Odell Beckham Jr. deal, according to some teams that he had talked to that were interested in DeAndre Hopkins at one point, has been the starting point. Now, is that going to be, continue to be the starting point? How much does that change as you move forward? That's yet to be determined. But what do you make of what DeAndre Hopkins and his camp might be asking for if the Odell Beckham Jr. deal is, in fact, the starting point, as Charles suggested yesterday?
Yeah, well, and that's, you know, like Charles mentioned those numbers. Also, you know, Tim Graham, friend of the show, who columnist up in Buffalo for us at The Athletic, yeah, you know, when they were pursuing him, he had that, you know, 15 to 20. When the Bills were pursuing Hopkins, he reported that 15 to 20 number as well, the Beckham range deal. Hey, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. If That's you're DeAndre Hopkins, you hope that someone's willing to do it. I think the price is going to come down. I think it's going to have to come down. But I'm fascinated to know like what the Titans' preferred numbers are. Like I'm going to speculate that the range they have in mind is a bit off from what Hopkins has in mind. But I, you know, it's and that's the thing. You do add another team, and that's the whole idea here for the Hopkins camp. And he just hired, you know, a new agent. The whole idea here is to create some kind of a bidding situation. I don't know if that'll happen or not. Or the, you know, is this could, I guess this would sort of be Belichick and Vrabel, you know, fighting it out for you know, for a free agent. But I'm still of the mind that like he's not going to get the numbers he wants to get, and this is gonna last for weeks and weeks and weeks. But maybe I'm wrong.
Well, and like just comparing the two right now, like this is just me, and obviously we live here in Tennessee, but I mean, even taking our personal coverage of it out, like we obviously pay attention to the Titans a lot, but I mean, I would pretty clearly, if I'm a wide receiver, rather be catching passes from Ryan Tannehill than Mac Jones. That's just me. Now, there is Bill Belichick, and there is, you know, the Bill O'Brien stuff, and look, I have no idea how DeAndre Hopkins actually feels about Bill O'Brien. Like, is having Bill O'Brien as the offensive coordinator, is that a positive or a negative for the Patriots in this discussion? I have no idea. Because I think Bill O'Brien might be a really good offensive coordinator, but the relationship with DeAndre Hopkins, what does that all mean? But strictly quarterbacks right now, yeah, I'll take Tannehill over Mac Jones.
Absolutely. I think, but look, I also think that, well, look, I'm sure Hopkins wants to go as long as he can go and make, you know, do as well as he can do, but this also, like, this feels like this could be the last big year of a big payday for him. Could be. And maybe not. Maybe he's like, nah, I'm totally healthy now, and everybody's going to be surprised. But if it's more of that, then maybe it doesn't matter as much, you know? Like you're just going to play this year. But then again, I mean, any of these contracts are going to have incentives, so the better the quarterback, even this year, the better you're going to end up doing. So I don't even think it's close. I also would think, I mean, I don't think it's close at quarterback, and he objectively, he's got to see that. I also think the fact that he's even visiting New England, I would think, would mean the Bill O'Brien thing's no big deal, right?
I mean, I would think so, or he thinks that New England might have a chance to offer him towards the money he wants, and he's willing to overlook it. I mean, I don't know, but, you know, I can't imagine that there's great feelings with Bill O'Brien just because of the trade itself, but it is a business. And again, I have no idea what their actual relationship was like when they were in Houston together. So it's just interesting. Like the Bill O'Brien part of this with New England adds a different wrinkle to it.
Yeah. It's amazing how things come around, you know, on that. And I honestly, I mean, I hadn't really thought about the Patriots, but it does make sense. I mean, that's certainly a team. And they kind of have, you know, similar profile to the Titans, just in terms of that's a potentially really salty defense this year. But the passing game is a real issue. Their passing game issue is more, do they have the right young quarterback? You know, he seemed to regress, and then there were some issues and all that stuff. But they certainly need, just like the Titans, need more receiving talent.
Maybe it'll be Bailey Zappe. We'll just have to wait and see. LD from McMinnville on the text line says, it's interesting to read all the national guys pump up the Hopkins to the Patriots visit. I guess the stop in Tennessee is just to grab a free dinner. This is from LD from McMinnville on the text line.
I don't know what that's a reference to. Someone has already like made it seem like this is the visit for him.
Well, I mean, there's people now just saying, oh, I mean, the Patriots, that'd be a really interesting fit for DeAndre Hopkins. So we'll see.
Disrespect, LD. Soak in that disrespect from national media.
I mean, let's say it's these two that he ends up having to choose from. And I have a suspicion that somebody else at some point in this process is probably going to get involved in the DeAndre Hopkins part of this, but we'll see. Well, let's just assume right now the Titans are holding him in for a visit, or the Patriots are having him in for a visit, and it comes down to those two teams. I mean, from the quarterback standpoint, I'd give the edge to the Titans. From the winnability of a division standpoint, I'd probably give the edge to the Titans as well. Now, it's going to come down to more than that. Money's going to be a big part of it, obviously. But, I mean, right now, I feel like if the Patriots are the other team, and I realize they have Bill Belichick, and maybe that's a big difference. Who knows? We'll see. But, I mean, I would still – if all things are equal and the offer is somewhat equal, I would like my chances if I were the Titans. That's just me.
Yeah, I agree. No, I think you laid it out well. I think all that – I mean, what is Belichick – like, what's Belichick's percentage of making the playoffs when Tom Brady isn't his quarterback as a head coach in this league?
It's not very good.
It's very low. It's very low. I mean, you know, he still carries a certain cachet, but, I mean, I just – I really – let's go back to – yeah, like what Charles said yesterday. I mean, does one of these teams make a significantly better offer than the other? That's the team that I'm going to go ahead and pick as where he's going.
Right. And you're talking about two teams. Like, how big of a history do the Patriots have of, like, overpaying for guys? It doesn't really happen very often. And, like, the Titans. I mean, the Titans, how many times have you said, man, new the GM. Titans really overpaid for a wide receiver? That happened very often. But it is a new GM, to your point.
Yeah. This is going to be interesting. We've already, you know, it's funny because this week we're talking about the whole – you know, the pay cut thing. And that's another thing Byard said yesterday. I mean, he basically said, you know, again, he said, you know, Ran. You know, it was Ran, his agent, talking about this. I mean, obviously, Ran's a GM, but with all these things now with Vrabel, it's just an interesting kind of different dynamic. But you have that. So we've seen that from Ran, you know, asking, you know, some GMs might not do that. And now we're going to see, you know, what does he come up with for this situation? Like how far is he willing to go? And, hey, Amy Adams Strunk was out on that field yesterday, so how far is she willing to go is also the question too, right? To try to pay this guy and make this team as good as possible in 23.
So DeAndre Hopkins visiting the Titans this weekend, and Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network reporting that he's got a visit scheduled with the New England Patriots next week. What do you make of all that? What do you make of the market for DeAndre Hopkins and the amount of money that he could get? We'll take your thoughts on all of it. 615-737-1025, our phone number, 615-737-1025. More on that coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Friday morning. We'll have the Rex Ramp with Joe Rex Road coming up at 745. Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter and host of Talking with TD, coming up at 8 o'clock. So looking forward to all that. Taking your thoughts on DeAndre Hopkins. He is visiting the Titans this weekend, and now, according to Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network, scheduled to visit the New England Patriots next week as well. Taking your thoughts, 615-737-1025. Let's go to our 1025 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Weston. Weston, good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning, guys. One thing I want to bring up real quick is both situations for DeAndre Hopkins would be good if we were to sign either way. And the reason I mention that is because Rand Carthon came from San Francisco, where they played the Arizona Cardinals twice a year when D-Hop was there. And then also you got to look at it from a Patriot standpoint. They're really good about doing their homework before they even bring guys in. So I'm looking at this. How much is Monty Austinfort, who is now the general manager of the Cardinals, maybe helping out Carthon a little bit and giving him a little bit of a scouting report before he even decides to bring him in and give a contract? Thanks, guys.
Yep. Thanks for the call, Weston. I mean, well, look, I think it's pretty clear, Joe, like the Cardinals tried to trade DeAndre Hopkins and it just didn't work. There was no market for him and nobody wanted to give up the assets it was going to take, plus play the contract that he already had on the books. So, I mean, I don't know how involved Monty Austinfort is now at this point. I mean, he's got his own stuff to worry about. I'm sure, I mean, maybe there was a chance that a Vrabel or a Carthon gave him a call and was like, hey, man, so what do you think about this guy? But the other part of that is, like, Monty Ossenfort is a new general manager and hasn't actually seen DeAndre Hopkins play with the Cardinals. Right.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I don't know how much insight, you know, he would really have other than, yeah, I really wanted to trade him and it sucked. I couldn't. You know, I mean, obviously there's information in that franchise from people who are holdovers and plenty of that, you know, about how it went down with the injury and the non-injury or whatever. But yeah, I mean, I don't know if there's a lot there. I want to say to the text line today, I want to say thank you because I feared that someone would text in that the Titans should release Byard so they can sign Hopkins, and no one has. And so I want to thank you for that because obviously that would be one of the dumbest things ever. However,
you've just bought one.
Did someone just do it?
Well, I'm sure that it's going to happen now.
Well, only to troll us though. But I will say on my column on this on The Athletic, here's a comment from Jason J. Okay. It says, releasing Byard to sign Hopkins would be akin to trading up and drafting a developmental QB in the second round and then taking a running back in the third who is thought to only have a few years in the NFL due to knee issues.
Yes.
Surely the Titans wouldn't do that. Well played, Jason. I sense your sarcasm. And that is, like we talked earlier in the show, it's like, I mean, the offseason and all of this is a bit confusing. But to me, it's like, I think the Titans were open to a more severe step back this year if the right assets came back for it, and instead they're running it back but with that draft in the QB because he was available and they went and moved up and got him. It is confusing. If they win the division this year or just get in the playoffs and they're good and you have kind of a good send-off year for Tannehill, Henry, Byard, maybe all three. And then next year you take the step back, but Levis looks like a guy who's going to be a really good starter for you for years to come, then it will all have made sense and have played out well. But that's a lot of ifs.
It's a lot of ifs, and you're right. I mean, it does kind of feel like they were reacting to information that they were presented with at the time, and maybe they were open at one point to going the rebuild route, and it just didn't quite play out that way. And you take the guard or the tackle or whatever you think he's going to play with the number 11 overall pick, and then Levis is still available, so you can move up in the second round. We'll see what happens on that front. You bring up the division. So let me ask you this. I think you and I would both agree that Jacksonville right now is the clear favorite in the AFC South. They're going to be picked by most everybody to win the division. They're the betting favorite in the AFC South right now, and you've got the Colts and Texans maybe starting rookie quarterbacks. We'll see what happens there. If the Titans, if you get through this process with Hopkins and the Titans are where he ends up, how much differently do you view the divisional picture? Is it still Jacksonville as the favorite? How much do the Titans close the gap? What do you make of what a DeAndre Hopkins ad for the Titans would do for their division chances in your mind?
It's a great question. I have a bad answer. You know, I have no freaking clue, man. I mean, certainly I would feel better about the Titans' chances. I mean, if you tell me that DeAndre Hopkins, well, like the called shot earlier, you got Hopkins and Burks with 1,000-yard seasons, okay, then they're my clear, far-away favorite to win the division.
Right.
Even without Hopkins, I think it's close. I think it could be close. The Titans have a lot more unknowns, right? We've been talking about them constantly, and I think the offensive line is – I just don't know. I watch minicamp. I don't know. I mean, Dillard looks like he's solid. I think he'll be better than Dennis Daly, but is being better than Dennis Daly, like, what does that mean? It's not hard. Though, as someone on the text line pointed out, Monty Ossenfort, not sure you're listening to a guy who decided to sign Dennis Daly after what we saw last year.
Well, there is that.
There are more questions for the Titans, but I think if you sort of take, like, the median or the sort of the middle ground of the best or worst case scenario, and with Hopkins, man, I think it's really close. Like, it's really close. That might be another win or two for you if you have that guy that might add that much to your bottom line. If he's actually DeAndre Hopkins, if he's not about to enter the Hall of Fame of Titans receivers who were formerly great.
Right. Now, if he's 75% of what he used to be, which is, that would mean he's no longer an elite player, but he's still a pretty good wide receiver. If he's 75% of what he used to be, I mean, in that, based on what they have on their roster right now, doesn't that make a huge difference? Like, I would think so. Now, that the other part of that is also, okay, 75% of what he used to be and also healthy. Like, that's the main part. You got to be healthy. But like, if he's 75% of what he used to be and he is healthy and you've got Burks and him on the outside, you know, Phillips is on the inside in the slot there. Like, I have to think that could make a big difference for the Titans. And, you know, one or two more wins maybe doesn't sound like a lot. I mean, Think about what one or two more wins could do for you in the course of an NFL season. I mean, it's a huge difference at that point.
No doubt. And again, it's like it changes potentially. It just changes like how teams defend the Titans and really stretches them. I mean, it's not 2 years ago. 2 years ago, I was just thinking about this the other day. We're walking in, yeah, like, oh God, minicamp. Like Julio was at minicamp, and it was just like, oh my God, look at this guy. I mean, all we were talking about was like, NFL defenses have, what are they going to do? They have no chance. Julio, AJ, and Derek, no chance, you know? And we saw how it turned out. You don't know how it's going to work out. But this is a much, to me, you know, smaller scale. It's Burks, Hopkins, not knowing exactly what either is, and Derrick Henry 2 years older. But, like, it still could, to some extent, be a real pick-your-poison situation for defenses.
Well, if nothing else, like, just having DeAndre Hopkins, I think would at least make a defense think twice before they say, you know what? We're gonna send 10 people to stop Derrick Henry. Now, look, if DeAndre Hopkins is here, Derrick Henry's still going to get the ball a lot. I think we know that. But it would be nice to have a threat. Like, last year, the more I think about it, Joe, and I know that we can get into analytics and we can get into yards per carry and we can get into all those things. But the more I think about it, the more blown away I am that Derrick Henry ran for 1,500 yards last year behind that freaking offensive line and that receiving core. Like, it blows me away that he ran for 1,500 yards last year.
Yeah. No, I agree. It's just, I mean, just slamming into a brick wall time after time. It's amazing. And watching him this week, it's like, you know, I think, in my opinion, because I remember last year, especially camp, because I guess Derek obviously had to have been at mini camp, but at camp, Derek, I thought, looked markedly bigger, especially the upper body.
Yeah.
I think this week he has looked leaner to me. Michelle, maybe, I don't know if you.
Yes,
you know,
I agree.
I think he's kind of gone. He's tailored things to be a little bit leaner. He looks fast, man. He looks really good and still, you know, ridiculously huge and all that too. But no, you're right. It's absurd.
We need to put him and Tajay Spears next to each other and take a picture and be like, these both are running backs, because Derek just looks like a freak out there.
Yes.
By the way, I know I'm ranting about a different thing, but someone on Twitter just pointed out to me, I freaking wrote Tajay Sharp. Holy crap. Yes.
Oh, I've done that. I've said it a lot.
What are we doing here?
What's that?
What are we doing here?
Dude, it's so bad. I mean, PK says it now. This is not the last time. I'm so mad at myself.
Well, first off, it's amazing the impact that Tajay Sharp had on the Titans media. They just leveled Tajay Sharp.
Especially that one time when it was like, wow, what happened in that Broadway bar?
Yeah. Tajay, what's going on out there, man?
Didn't seem like a great situation.
Did not. 615-737-1025, our phone number, 615-737-1025. Make sure you check out this week's Nashville's Best Deal. It's River Queen Voyages. River Queen Voyages is the most fun and unique way to see the downtown skyline from the water. You can get half off a $50 gift card while they last at thegamenashville.com/deals. Coming up next, it's time for the Rex Rant with Joe Rexrode. You can check it out every morning at 7:45 on the program. This is Robbie and Rexrode, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
Sometimes he wakes up on the wrong side of the bed. And sometimes he's just, well, Joe.
Awkward moment. Let's do it.
This is the Rex Rant, now on Robbie and Rex Road.
And for me personally, when I look at Ryan Tannehill, I just don't see the upside. And everybody says, last year Ryan Tannehill looked so good before he got hurt. Did he really? Because if memory serves me correctly, he started four of those games in that seven-game losing streak. If memory serves me, he was 6-6 as a starter, and he only threw 13 touchdown passes. In 12, what is that, a touchdown a game? He averaged 208 yards a game. Now, granted, was everything around him good? No, it absolutely was not. The offensive line was atrocious. Dennis Daly was a turn cycle that was just allowing edge rushers dancing around him at all times. I get it. Ryan Tannehill did not have the best supporting cast last season. But in this league nowadays, you need a quarterback with some elite upside, and that is something that Will Levis has. Also, look at your division.
That was Judy Riddle yesterday in on Stillman and Company. Judy Riddle and Adam Vingan. I guess I need to come up with a fun show nickname for them too, like I did Fentovic yesterday. We'll think about that.
See how that Riddle goes. Riddle Van.
Sure. Jungen? Jungen?
Jungen? We'll go with that.
It's like playing Jenga with Jungen. Yes.
Yesterday on Jungen, some interesting comments from Judy Riddle there on Ryan Tannehill. So, Joe, you brought this up yesterday of the Ryan Tannehill / Will Levis take by Judy Riddle and whether or not Judy believed that Will Levis should be the starter. That's what Judy had to say on the situation yesterday. So it's time for the Rex Rant. The floor is yours. I'll shut up now. You go ahead.
I mean, actually, like if you're enraged enough and you'd like to just take it over, I mean, you can have the mic. But
I'm very much looking forward to your thoughts on this one.
Yeah, so I was driving around, and first of all, I was excited to hear that it was Jungen. I was like, and I liked the combination. And then it was like, you know, Adam Vingan and I are going to discuss this coming up next. Like, oh, I can't wait for this. And then Junie just talked the whole time and didn't let Adam say a single word. He said a lot of words. Junie did in that segment, including some of what Michelle played there. And yeah, man, we're just going to have to sort of disagree here. So I I'm not just speaking to Junie here, because this happened last year with Malik Willis. Let's remember that, right? It was like, oh, it's time for Malik to take over. You know, I mean, there were people saying that at this time of last year.
Yep.
And the disappointment with Tannehill was much more fresh then. First of all, I'm glad at least Junie qualified what he was talking about with Tannehill's performance last year, because that's really the answer. I mean, let's be honest about what was around Ryan Tannehill. I don't know that Ryan Tannehill was spectacular last year amid those circumstances, but yes, he was good. He was think about like the San Diego, or not San Diego, the freaking Chargers game, where he blows up his leg early in that game and still does what he did until it just became a grapefruit on him. I mean,
he's peering out of the tent, just looking around. How's Malik doing? How's Malik doing out there?
I guess I better go out here on one leg. Yeah, but look, I think Will Levis, and again, this is not just for Junie, like the Titans think they're good. I think there's a theme of all of these things. Right? Anybody who thinks they're moving on from Byard, they think they're good. They're trying to pursue DeAndre Hopkins. They think they're good. They think they can win the AFC South. Listen to Jeffrey Simmons yesterday. You know, he said the R word rebuild, and it came out of his mouth like an F bomb.
Yeah.
I mean, he has no interest, and they believe they have a defense that can be among the NFL's best. They have the best running back in the NFL. They have a rebuilt offensive line. They have a very good quarterback. I don't question that Will Levis has a lot of upside. He could be a very good quarterback in this league. But like that little segment from Junie made it sound to me like he thinks like Will Levis has a chance to be like way better than Ryan Tannehill in this league. Tell you what, he could be. I don't know that he won't be. But there's a bar to reach right now. And it's Tannehill's bar, and he's not close to it. And I'm not saying he should be, But if you were to even consider, and they won't, like it's a dead issue anyway, but just for people who want to have this discussion, if they were to consider putting Levis in right now where he is for Tannehill, I'll take 5 wins off their total right now, okay? Just take 5 wins away. So if you want to suck this year, do that. If you think you suck, do that. They don't think they suck. And right, and I do think, and I said this, I tweeted it, Junie, because he tweeted at me about this segment. Also, later I saw it on Twitter, and I tweeted him. I said, if you were at practice this week, I don't think you would be saying this. Because, again, like you're just punting an entire season. They're trying to get DeAndre Hopkins right now. You're trying to get DeAndre Hopkins so you can suck more? All right, like they think they're good. They think they're going to win. There's not even a comparison to Ryan Tannehill and the other two quarterbacks in terms of potential to move this offense, potential to win football games. Again, I'm not saying that that's anything out of the ordinary or unexpected for Levis, but this idea that, well, these other crappy teams in the division are getting a head start with their quarterbacks, so you should get – no, only if you think you suck. The Titans don't think that, and they shouldn't think that. So we need to stop. We need to stop this right now.
The other part of that I would say is, I mean, I can sit here and make the argument to you that the other teams giving a head start to their quarterback is not a good thing for those quarterbacks. Like, I don't think Anthony Richardson has any business playing to start the season. I just don't. Now, I'm not an NFL talent evaluator. I saw the kid play in college. Like, I don't think he's ready to play in the NFL right now. That doesn't mean he can't be one day, but I can make the argument to you that particularly in the case of Richardson, but I mean, I guess you could even go Stroud here. Like the idea of giving him quote unquote a head start might not even be beneficial for them. Like how many, we have this conversation all the time, right? Like, is it better to play the quarterback right away? Is it better to sit the quarterback and have them learn for a year? And you can point out examples of both being successful. You can point out examples of both not working out. But I'm just saying, like, this idea that, you know, Anthony Richardson and C.J. Stroud might play earlier this year than Will Levis and get a head start on him, like, I'm not even convinced that that's a good thing for those two quarterbacks.
I'm not either. Now, Junie brought up the example of Josh Allen, who was terrible as a rookie and was better but not great second year, and then he took off. So did he need that bad rookie year on the field to get there, or would he have gotten there with a redshirt year? Right. I don't know the answer. But
well, you could flip that around and say, like, did Patrick Mahomes need to sit a year, or would he have been the same guy if he had just played immediately?
Right. Patrick Mahomes got that redshirt year. Everybody says that was a benefit, right? I think it probably was. And the thing is, here's the difference between those two situations. I honestly don't even remember who the freaking quarterback in Buffalo was before Josh Allen. Do you remember?
Tyrod Taylor.
Okay. I mean, that's not bad. I mean, he's a pro, but he's not very, you know, he's an average kind of journeyman quarterback. Patrick Mahomes got to sit behind a really good quarterback. Alex Smith, once he got his career going after, you know, number one overall pick with the Niners, that was a disaster, but he was good. That was a great mentor, whatever you want to call him, to sit behind and watch and absorb from and then take your game to the field the next year. That's exactly what Levis has this year. He's got a really good quarterback who that's where it gets interesting. To me, the interesting discussion is next year. I mean, I think Tannehill's gone and Levis is the starter. But you got to take advantage of this year, getting to be in that room with him, getting to be on the sideline and watching him in this league play, and then take your game to the field next year. It's a perfect situation. That's a way better situation than those teams have. And also, you're a much better football team than those teams this year. Why is that bad? You just want to punt an entire season?
Well, and to that point, because of that, you're in a very winnable division. And I'm not saying the Titans are the favorite. I'm not saying they should be the favorite. But to act like that there's just some gigantic gap between the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Titans is just not accurate. And you're in a winnable division. Ryan Tannehill's your best shot. That's the way I'd go with it. You're smiling.
Yeah, Will's text is great.
We will have a rebuttal at 10 a.m. for this.
No. All right. Let's keep it going. I don't think we should talk about this anymore, but okay. I was trying to end the discussion.
Mission unaccomplished. 615-737-1025, our phone number. 615-737-1025. Coming up next, we'll be joined by Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter and host of Talking with TD. We'll get his thoughts on DeAndre Hopkins, the Kevin Byard situation, and his impressions from Titans minicamp. All that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save.